بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم سلمني لرمضان وسلم رمضان لي وسلمه لي متقبلا أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah and dear brothers, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us a very special calendar. And everything in our calendar is special. And who does not like specials also? Whether it's a special meal, special occasion, some specials in the supermarket. Our entire calendar is full of specials for the Muslim Ummah. And how much you want to take from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the ni'mas, the bounties, the enjoyments from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and all those enjoyments, those specials, those bounties that we want for ourselves, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared and kept by Him. لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, that the maqalid, the keys of the skies and the earth belong to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. يَبْسُدُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ Allah tabarak wa ta'ala distributes sustenance, rosy, according to His mansha, His will, as He wants to. Who He wants to give, Allah ta'ala gives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hakim, the most wise of all wise. Al-Hakim, fi'lul hakim la yakhlu anil hikmah. The fi'l, the action of the all wise is never void and empty of some time of wisdom. It's only wisdom with the actions of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Who Allah wants to give, how much He wants to give, who Allah ta'ala holds back from, that is in the hikmah and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the treasures belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's no reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hold back anything by Him. Because whatever Allah ta'ala has by Him, Allah ta'ala has made for us to use. Allah has no need for those bounties. There's a bounty for us from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every month, and especially now that we have come to the month of Sha'ban, and we can imagine the excitement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he came to the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala give us a reality that what is the right thing we regard to be the right. What is incorrect we regard it to be incorrect. Now with the Dajjali atmosphere around us, everything is so charged with so much of deception, conceit, deceit. We don't know really what to believe nowadays. Therefore it's so important for us every day, my dear brothers, and especially our children. 8 hours they are going to school probably. We are 8 hours in the business. That 8 hours of our day, understand Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how the day used to be divided. They are our guiding stars. One hidayat, we follow Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. We don't follow the west, we don't follow the east. We follow the Nizami Madina, the system of Madinatul Munawwara, the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. 8 hours used to be given to their businesses. They were businessmen, they were farmers. They would ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, also the Ansar of Madina Munawwara, O Nabi of Allah, anything what we want, you will get. Whatever you want, we'll be able to farm. We have camels there. Whatever you want, you will get it. They love their farming. They love the date palms. They love their camels. 8 hours were spent in their businesses. 8 hours were given to the family. And 8 hours was given to the house of Allah. For the ibadat, the Quran tilawat, the dhikrullah, ta'alim was taking place. Ta'alim in the sense, they were listening to the majalis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam was taking place. Reformation of all the branches of deen, whether it's imaniyat, in regards to my iman. Iman is not something that one time I believe and it's done. It has to be renewed. Very important for us to understand. When it comes to iman, when it comes to ibadat, our salah, Quran, dhikr, all these aspects of deen, mu'amalat, business dealings, mu'asharat, when it comes to our social interaction and our aqaid, all these things are such branches of deen, my dear brothers, is not just once off, I learnt it and I know it. It's an ongoing process. Iman is an ongoing process till maut. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa'bud rabbak, wa'bud rabbak. We make tarjuma and translation Urdu, ibadat karte raho, mante raho, karte raho. O Nabi of Allah, continue doing. Wajahidu fi Allahi haqqa jihadi, mujahada karte raho. Continuously. O Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, continue your sacrifice, your exertion. We cannot say the started, not it's already started. Continue with it. Continue with this. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ Continue worshipping Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala until yaqeen comes upon you. What is yaqeen? Certainty, conviction, referring to maut. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no time to take a break from iman. Nabi of Allah has given the command. By way of extension, the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, iman is at worth of. Then now I got iman, therefore I'm guaranteed death with iman. I got my salah, therefore every day is a mujahada. If every person has this notion or this wish, the time will come in my life where his amal will become natural and normal. It'll just fit into my life. For that to happen, my dear brothers, for that to happen, for the amal to come naturally into my life, like how we have now the month of Sha'ban, for the mind to be activated naturally. It will just happen. Month of Sha'ban will come, the moon will be sighted, and the enjoyment will come within the heart. Doesn't happen. There has to be a renewal process all the time. When you're hearing about Maghribat, you're hearing about the unseen, you're hearing the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's the effort behind it. Every year, December, we have to put the specials out, although people know. But then we have to send the flyers out, send the adverts out, to create that desire and the shock within our homes also. We have to have the same process within the masajid also. Iman has to be renewed till the last breath. My salah has to be corrected till my last salah. My Quran tilawat has to be corrected, has to continue till my last moment. The dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no moment that cannot be without the remembrance of Allah. Allah Ta'ala made the tongue for His remembrance. Allah made the heart for His yad, to remember Him. Allah made the brain to ponder over the power of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But yes, we know all the distractions in the world, taking us away from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So this was ongoing in Masjid al-Nabwi, the system of Madinatul Munawwara, where Islam was taking place. Reformation of Iman, beliefs, the ibadat of Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And when it came to the social interaction, the business transactions, it was ongoing. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walks into the marketplace and he puts his hand inside a sack of grains. And he finds at the bottom the grains are wet. Still teaching Sahaba radiallahu anhum how to do honest business. They had iman. And he asked Sahabi more or less, that how come the bottom is wet and the top is dry? O Nabi of Allah, some rain came, it damaged it, so I put the grains at the bottom, the wet grains and the dry grains in the top, so I may sell this bag of grains. Man ghashana falisa minna. O my beloved Sahabi, that person who deceives others, is that from amongst us? Still teaching, still learning. It wasn't a once off, it was a continuous. That is why ulama say that this maktab system we have is not only for children. Maktab is not only for children, it's for adults also. We have to continue learning. Till the last breath, I'm still getting it right. And why should I do it? Now the month of Sha'ban has dawned upon us. Allah Ta'ala make us see the beautiful moon of Ramadan. And then the pleasure of Allah. And then the ni'mas of Allah. Our entire calendar is full of specials. Now it's a special month. And then the most special month. The month of Ramadan, ask that person who doesn't have iman, what is the enjoyment? What is the enjoyment of iftari and sehri? He doesn't know. Ask him the enjoyment of tarawih at night, standing before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he doesn't know. These are specials Allah Baqi has given the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Aisha radiallahu anha said to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Nabi of Allah, how come in Sha'ban I see you fasting the most after the month of Ramadan? So much of fasting. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, different riwayat is mentioned, in the month of Sha'ban, the a'mal of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are presented to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is a special month. The a'mal are presented. A'mal are presented all the time. But what's so special about the month of Sha'ban? The a'mal are presented to Allah for special consideration. for special forgiveness. Now the time has come, Ramadan is on the doorstep, now present the amal. Therefore I am fasting. Therefore, what we may say, physical detox, internal detox, this is spiritual detox. When the roza already began, the fasting began, the exertion, Quran tilawat. Tabi'een and ulama used to say that the month of Ramadan is a month of Qurra, the month of the reciters of Quran Sharif. Abu Hanifa rahimahullah would say that it is the right and the haqq of Quran. Who doesn't want their haqq and their right nowadays? I want my right. I'm entitled to certain inheritance or a partnership in the business. I'm entitled, I want my right. I will go to court also. What is the right of Quran Sharif? When a person on the day of Qiyamah, then the Quran Sharif will pull him into the court of Allah, I want my right. What was the right of Quran Sharif? Quran will complain on the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah, this ummat, they threw me behind their backs. They didn't recite me. They didn't make muhabbat and love with me. Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah will say, understand what Quran Sharif is. Quran Sharif is a 30 Jews chapter love letter from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to the beloved ummat. Listen to this Quran Sharif, how I love you. How much I love you. And Allah did not descend it like that. He sent the special 30 chapters of a love letter via His most beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the ummah in Ramadan, stand up and listen to how much I have love for them. What I have kept in them, for them in Jannah, and what is in Jahannam for them to save themselves. Here usually we'll hear people say, the ulama say about Jahannam, Jahannam, they're scaring us, as if Allah will throw us in Jahannam. We're having a bari at home, and the five-year-old young boy, which we all did at one time, the bari is over, and now he has a paper cup in his hand. He wants to get to the bari stand. He wants to throw the paper in there, tissue in there. Father is busy, father will tell him, don't go near. Then to somehow, he'll come out of sight, from another angle he'll come, father sees him again. You go any more nearer, you have a problem. Then too he comes again. Finally, father will tell him, with anger, with force, you go any more nearer, I'm going to throw you inside. Is he going to throw him inside? Out of love, he's telling him. Allah said, out of love, I'm telling you, don't fall in Jahannam. Listen to Quran Sharif. How much I love you is made there if you have to slip, is by your own doing. Not that I want to throw you. You slipped up. I'm telling you how to go to Jannah. Well, this month, my dear brothers, is a month of fasting. Whether we keep Monday and Thursday preparation, that Nabi Ali Salat wa Salam said, I want my amal to go up to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in the condition that I am fasting. And I am fasting for special consideration. These are special days. That Ramadan is coming soon, now a training process. And Nabi Ali Salat wa Salam will keep fast in the month of Ramadan also, to make it easy for the Azwaj al-Mutahharat. To make it easy for his beloved wives, whatever qada and they miss during the year, now we will keep together. Now we will keep together. I will keep it with you. Before the month of Ramadan, all your qada is over. The right of Quran Sharif, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah says, is that in a year we make two khatams minimum. Two khatams minimum, two completions of Quran Sharif for the entire year. We have 11 months to make one khatam. And then the month of Ramadan, the month of Quran tilawat. Whatever a person will do in the month of Ramadan will benefit him, it will last him the entire year. So we have 11 months to finish Quran Sharif. Many an adult will come, I don't know how to read Quran Sharif, what do I do now? There's no need to become hopeless and helpless, become despondent. Many musallis, alhamdulillah, we find they take out the time in the day. That 1 hour for my Quran Sharif tilawat. They find in our masajid, alhamdulillah, they sit at the back of the masjid with the Quran stand, and they have the ears or the ear pods or earphones connected to the cell phone and following the qari and reading. They got him playing in the ears and also reading. In this way, how many brothers say, alhamdulillah, I made my Quran khatam like this? I'm also reading. The lips have to move, little sound has to come out also, and he's reading behind, following the slow qari that's reading on his cell phone. But he's making his khatam. Allah loves that. He's making some effort at least. He wants to speak to me. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says, if a person read Quran Sharif, he sat down, opened his Quran, and he read it, One point also here, ulama are highlighting. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq in the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, make it a habit in the house of Allah to open the kitab of Allah, not the cell phone. Cell phone is a last resort. If I'm traveling somewhere, or I'm sitting in the car, I'm waiting 5-10 minutes, the family is gone somewhere, then we have Quran Sharif on the phone, by all means we may recite it. But in the house of Allah, we take the Quran. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, was his habit, he used to kiss the Quran Sharif. It's also part of the sunnah, to kiss the Quran Sharif. Put it through the eyes if you want to, put it in your head out of respect and muhabbat. Put it through the heart, Ya Allah, put this Quran in my heart, give me love for it. The house of Allah, don't take out the cell phone. Because you know what happens over the Quran, everything else comes over there. Yes, we can bookmark my page on my cell phone, where I stopped in the mushaf, in the copy of Quran Sharif. We hold the Quran Sharif, we muhabbat with Quran Sharif. That Ya Allah, this is your kalam. This is, and just muhabbat of Quran. Even though my Quran Sharif is weak, one incident mentioned about a young girl in Karachi. And so to say, her masi, the one that hired her, the one who she's working for, she writes this incident. And she says it was this stormy day out there. And this domestic helper, assistant, young girl working for us for many years. She had a certain time every day she would leave home to go back to her house. And she grew up in our home. We knew her from the time she was a young girl. She says that day there was a storm outside. It was time for her to leave, she couldn't leave. So this young girl from a very wealthy background, she says, I just purchased and bought the latest novel. The latest novel I wanted to read. It was a cold day. I made my cup of coffee, had my book in my hand, and just plopped into my bed, about to just get comfortable. And then I see the young girl sitting by the window looking outside. Can't leave. Then she turns to me, and she says, Masi, can I use your bathroom to make wudu? She said, by all means, you clean it, you can use it also. So she goes to make wudu. So she says, in my heart I'm thinking, what she's making wudu for? So she makes wudu, she comes out and she looks at her and she sees all the nur, nurani droplets of water flowing off her face. And then she turns to her masi, to her, the one who she's working for, and she puts a request to her that shatters her heart. Can I borrow your Quran Sharif, please? She said, I have the latest novel in my hand. Cell phone in the other hand, I have the coffee next to me, and she wants my Quran Sharif. She says, no problem. She says, I get up, I keep my composure, I go to the cabinet, I open it, and I can't remember the last time I opened my Quran Sharif. I had to take a tissue and clean and the dust of it. She said, I gave it to her. Then she asked me to borrow a pillow of mine to put the Quran there with love and muhabbat, and we're talking to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, the person who reads Quran Sharif and he closes it, and somebody comes to speak to him, and he tells that person, Wallahi, by the qasam of Allah, I just spoke to Allah right now. He says, his qasam is true. His qasam is true, he spoke to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala right now. That is Quran tilawat. She says, she opens the Quran. The masi, the woman she's working for, she sees I'm looking at her from the corner of my eye. I don't think she knows how to read Quran Sharif. She worked all her life with us. Where did she go, madrasa? So she says, I'm observing her. She opens the Quran Sharif the wrong way. So a smirk comes on her face. She doesn't know how to read Quran. But now she wants to show me that she can read. But her heart also is palpitating. Ya Allah, what's happening here right now? So she opens the Quran Sharif the wrong way. And she begins to look at it. Then slowly she turns it around. She says, my heart sunk. It seems like she knows how to read Quran. But I'm better than her. She works for me. I have wealth, she doesn't have wealth. To me already, I know the Islamic lifestyle. She's a simple worker. And how many times we have this notion, because I have wealth, and because it's hufaz in my family, and because I came from a good background, the Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, don't think that I am an advanced Jannati already. I got my ticket to Jannat. He says, no. You only know how to get to Johannesburg. You can write the examination in Durban, how many tolls, how many robots, and how much the toll fee is, but you haven't reached Joburg, you're still in Durban. You have to get into the vehicle and move. We know how to get to Jannah, but we're not there as yet. The girl opens the Quran, she turns it around. She turns the pages. Then she puts a finger. And the Masi says, I'm observing her, what she's doing. And her lips begin to move. Her lips begin to move. And she takes a finger and she's reading. She says, I could not contain myself anymore. And then she asks her in Urdu, Quran par sakti ho? Do you know how to read Quran? She said, when I asked her that, I could see her reaction on her face, like how a person chokes all of a sudden in shock. She held her breath and the tears began to flow from her eyes. Par sakti ho? Can you read Quran Sharif? You have to borrow my Quran, you made wuzu, can you read? She put her eyes down and the tears began to flow. She says, nahi, I can't read. What are you doing? He says, maaf karna, please forgive me. But every day when I leave your home at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, I go home, I make my wudu, and I sit with my Quran Sharif. And for an example, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, I open Quran Sharif. I never learn to read. But I take my finger and I trace the letters of Quran Sharif. Alif, Lam, Ha. And I say, Ya Allah, one day you teach me to read your Quran. One day you teach me to read your Quran. But I love this kitab so much. She had the reality of Quran Sharif, this young girl. One young son, Haram of Madina Munawwara, listening to him reading Quran Sharif, Yasin, Yasin Sharif, a youngster from India, sitting next to him. He came with his bag that they keep around their shoulders. He took out his Yasin copy with the big letters. I'm sitting next to him, listening to him reading Quran. He opens his Yasin. Only Yasin part is got only. In the time it took him to read Yasin, but the fazal of Allah's karam, we were able to read one para. He read only Yasin Sharif. I had to ask him, say, Bhaijan, Quran you can read. He said, I only know Yasin Sharif. I was very, very weak in school. I was a dumb in school. Failed in school. But my father taught me Yasin Sharif. I said, every day, he said, I read it 4 or 5 times a day. Wadi sab ka intiqal ho gaya. My father passed away. He taught me this, I read for him every day. That's all I know. The haram I come sit here, whenever I get a chance, take out my Yasin, I read for my father. But it takes off the time every day, 4 or 5 times a day, this Yasin Sharif only. Allah give us the reality, my dear brothers. Therefore, us now to take stock of the entire year, my Quran tilawat. Did I get it right? Before Ramadan, Ya Allah, my Quran must come right. I want to talk to you. And then my salah for the year has passed. La is Sha'aban already, I'm going to Ramadan. Special consideration is going to take place before 15 Sha'aban. Who is deserving of Allah's forgiveness? Who is deserving of Allah's rahmat for the entire year coming ahead? The specials are on right now. Who's in the grab? To increase the amal for you and myself, weakling like myself, what we'll do? Ya Allah, we don't have the amal to present. But the least I can do, I can sit down, whether on my phone, whether on a piece of paper, and start now doing my hisab kitab. Ya Allah, my qaza, I missed all my life. How many fajr I missed? Ya Allah, I'm putting it down. I'm going to send it over for special consideration. Ya Allah, you give me tawfiq the year coming ahead. How many fajr I missed? How many zuhar I missed? How many asar I missed? And start noting it down. This is a month of special consideration. Amnesty is open before the 15th of Sha'aban. They take a note, Ya Allah, how many years have gone now? So many salah I have missed, oh my Allah. So many roza and fasting, how many years zakat I haven't paid? All my amal, put it down. Or myself and put it down. The ulama say, when we get a chance, one corner in the house, sit over there, and now pick up the piece of page, Ya Allah, special consideration. Here's all my hisab kitab over here. Ya Allah, you make it easy for me, my journey ahead before my mouth. Before my mouth. One youngster broke every rule in the kitab, every guna. And he will come home every night and he will boast to his mother, today I did this, today I did that. He had one cousin of his that wasn't very well to do. She was very beautiful. That day she came to his house. I need some help, you have wealth by you. We broke me down and out. He told her, I can help you on condition you give me the upper hand over you. She was broken hearted. At this moment also, you know, take advantage of me. She left the house. Mother heard the entire conversation. Mother came to him, Beta, oh my son, at least for a change do something good. At least for a change. Every night you come home with all your bad amal, what you've done for the day, your bad deeds. And then he had a book he would keep and he would record. He would record all his bad deeds. And today, unfortunately, the Ummah is recording everything on the Facebook and all the TikTok and all the Instagram. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. One youngster had a subscription to some haram site. Emails receiving every day. When he passed away in the qabr, father opens his computer and the same emails are coming every day, the haram emails. Couldn't stop it. He's in the qabr, but still the haram is still continuing. We talk about sadqa jariya. His amal that are jariya, such bad deeds, he's going to get guna while in the qabr also. Allah save the ummat. But all is uploading, what we're doing, where we're going, behaya, hay is open, flashing the entire family. Tomorrow they're gone in the qabr, who's going to delete it? Who's going to take it off the internet? This youngster, mother says, every night you're recording all your bad deeds. Do something good for the change. It came in his heart. He went to the local store. He bought some groceries, delivered it to the house. And he came home that night. He goes to his room. His mother hears, all of a sudden, he's gone hysterical. And he's crying. Mother, what happened, Beta? He gives her the book. She says, I don't want to see your bad deeds. Please, what you did tonight? He says, read my book. What did you do? So terrible. He says, open the book and see, you know, this book of mine. Mother opens the book. It's blank, Beta. There's nothing written in the book. She says, carry on turning through the page. She comes to the center page. The book is blank. She comes to the center page, one Quranic ayat. Inna al-hasanat yudhibna sayyat. Good deeds wipe out evil deeds. What did you do? I gave her the groceries today. Allah, clean up my entire bad deeds. Everything cleaned up. Allah's mercy. Month of Sha'ban is special consideration. Note down our bad deeds, Ya Allah, my salah, I did this, I did that, somebody's inheritance, miras, Ya Allah, the year is coming ahead. Give me that ability and barakat to recover all of this before I meet you, my Allah. Month of Sha'ban is here, my dear brothers. To increase our roza, increase our amal. 15 Sha'ban, start preparing. The least we can do, myself, is all our bad deeds that we can record. We don't have the good deeds. Sit down, take our time with the family. You mentioned to somebody this, open a WhatsApp group, you and the wife, Jannati group. Jannati couple towards Jannat. Your qaza namaz, my qaza namaz. Your qaza roza, my qaza roza. Let's start now. Let's start together. Let's tick it off slowly, slowly. We have wish buckets, which I have to do before I leave. Bungee jumping, and jumping from here and jumping there. Let's jump into the rahmat of Allah. Tell the wife, let's start together. I'll wake up with you, Sari. Iftari we'll do together. 15 Sha'ban is coming. Allah open the way for our children, for ourselves. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, my dear brothers. Alhamdulillah, we've come to Sha'ban already. Allah Ta'ala has given us his facilities. Yeah, those in the ummah right now, they don't have a drop of water, clean water, for us to become generous, our zakat, our lillah, to spend in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What those Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will open up, we can't even imagine. Now is the time for us to open our hearts, our amal, record it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.